The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. You may find us online at willag.org. Time to check the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Mark, thanks for being with us. Let's start not here in the Midwest because the weather looks pretty clear and farmers will be in the field, no doubt. But in other parts of the world, can you take us through some of the places you've been watching that are either in trouble or potentially have trouble brewing?
Well, thanks, Todd. At the present time, we're beginning to be more concerned with the lack of rainfall across areas of Mato Grosso, Brazil. Those areas back about a month ago did see some preseason rain activity, but it's really late September, October, which is normally the onset of their rainy season, where they begin to see more frequent kind of daily shower and thunderstorm activity, and that has not occurred over the past several weeks. And we see that pattern continuing over the next couple of weeks. And at this time of year, when it's on the dry side, temperatures are very hot, with high temperatures climbing into the upper 90s, lower 100s. So this warm, dry pattern across Mato Grosso, the longevity of it is certainly something to monitor. And the longer it goes, the more concern there will be for further delays in planting progress of summer crops. Now, while Mato Grosso is on the dry side, southern Brazil is seeing the opposite issue with very heavy rain activity, frequent rain activity. They've had wetness issues, especially for winter wheat, but it's beginning to delay some summer crop planting, and so that's another item of note in South America.
In Mato Grosso, do you have an idea what the forecast looks like for the next 5 to 10 days?
Yeah, just very spotty shower activity, primarily in the western part of the state, and that's outside the main soybean areas, which are concentrated in the central and southeastern parts of Mato Grosso.
This would not be the only place around the planet that has been suffering dry conditions. If you could take us elsewhere in the southern hemisphere, maybe check out on the Australian wheat crop, please.
Yeah, Australia winter wheat is in the process of spring growth, and numerous areas are already going into the grain filling stage. And the past 30 days has been quite dry across both western and eastern Australia, so encompassing the vast majority of the winter wheat belt. And that looks to continue here as we go into the middle part of October. And along with that will be hotter than normal conditions as well. So also, the longer that pattern persists, the more potential for yield declines on account of this hot, dry weather during spring development time frame.
And if I remember correctly, parts of Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Russia, maybe were suffering dry conditions as they were putting winter wheat into the ground.
Yeah, and we see no sign of that changing, so no sign of any improvement in the overall situation across the Ukraine and Russia winter wheat acreage. Also of note, that region is going to be turning colder than normal starting the second half of this week, continuing into next week as well, and so that's going to cool down soil temperatures and really begin to shorten this potential window of planting, which is beginning to come to an end.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always look us up online. Listen to our programming anytime you'd like. Try it on the Bluetooth in your combine or tractor or truck cab. We do appreciate you being out in the harvest season. Be careful. And, you know, take a nap in the afternoon. It'll help out as you work really hard today.